Emily Henry, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dallas is very heavily dependent on automobiles. How is active design being incorporated here successfully?
Places like Clyde Warren Park is a great example. They've got heavy programming, so it really encourages people to be outside. People are craving those spaces and want to go to places where there's other people doing other things, whether it's yoga, whether it's simply just having food trucks that arrive so you can eat with other people. So I think most people don't even realize that's what they crave, but they do.
Are there any principles in active design, any tenets that you have to follow in terms of planning any kind of landscapes?
Sure. I mean, I think a lot of that, especially in cities, is you want to create spaces that encourage people to walk outside. And a lot of that comes down to simple urban design principles. You want to create streetscapes that are comfortable for people to walk on, that are wide, that have some sort of a barrier between the pedestrian space and the vehicular space. A rhythm of street trees that provide that barrier also provide shade. And also you want to activate the streetscape. So on the building side, having stores, restaurants that activate the street, create places where people can congregate outside, spend time with other people.
Right. I like the idea where you said earlier that, you know, it's something that they didn't know that they craved, but they did. From what I'm getting is active design is a way to move without really knowing that you're moving more.
Right. Exactly. You don't realize that you may be walking a mile or 2 miles. When your senses are all activated, where you're smelling the coffee as you walk down the street, when you hear music from a cafe, it feels better and it encourages people to walk outdoors and get active. If you need to go down the street to pick up something at a Walgreens or a CVS, the option is either walk 2 blocks where there's absolutely nothing on the street, or you can hop in your car. Then here, especially in Dallas, that's the one people are going to go for.
There's a huge public health component to this. Why is active design important for health?
I think we are all very, very busy. We have very busy lives. And if you don't provide opportunities for people in their life to move naturally by foot, then we're just going to continue to be in our cars and go through drive-thrus and eat fast food and become, you know, more and more unhealthy. So it's really important for the resiliency of our cities to create options that activate people and keep people moving in order for us to stay healthy, stay out of the hospital, keep, you know, hospital costs down. All these things are connected. And obviously, if people are healthier, people are happier.
I think a lot of people equate being healthy and having a physically active lifestyle involves them having to be members of gyms or
right.
be athletes. And that seems daunting to people. But the idea that even just your house or your city can be designed in a way that you just move naturally is really interesting, and it surprises me that, you know, cities like Dallas haven't really hopped on this sooner.
Yeah, I think it's starting to catch on. We're already kind of behind, so let's fix the bad decisions maybe we made in the past and learn from those mistakes. Look beyond our individual property lines and look at comprehensive solutions to these problems. You know, everybody wants to be healthy, and there is this kind of overwhelming feeling that you have to spend an hour a day in a gym working out, when actually if you just built your cities in a way that promoted walkability, you simply just need to wake up and go get your cup of coffee and then walk to work. And you're already so much healthier than if you are in a city where you hop in your car. So it's paramount for us to design our cities so it's easier to make the healthy decision.
Emily Henry, you've taught me a lot about active design. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely, it's my privilege.